Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will host European leaders, possibly including Ukraine's president, to discuss a response to the US plan for peace in Ukraine. The meeting is scheduled for Sunday after US President Donald Trump is expected to meet Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington, D.C. The Ukrainian president is under pressure by the US to sign a minerals deal, which would see the country share billions of dollars in mineral wealth with the US. Mr. Zelensky has said he will not sign the deal without assurances of US security and weapons provision.
I would really ask for at least an understanding that we all see that all this is part of future security guarantees. Therefore, even in the framework agreement, I really wanted at least a sentence to appear guaranteeing the security of Ukraine.
And as Britain hosts regional leaders, President Trump has flagged a likely meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The Vatican has shared an update on Pope Francis's health. The pontiff has shown a further slight improvement as he battles double pneumonia in Rome's Gemelli Hospital, where he has spent 13 nights. His representatives say a previously reported kidney issue has already been resolved, as thousands of Catholic faithful hold vigil outside his official residence. Throughout his 12 years as Pope, the 88-year-old has not spent this long under medical care. Cardinal Baldassare Reina, the Pope's Vicar General of the Diocese of Rome, held a prayer service for Pope Francis. Cardinal Reina said there will be daily vigils until he is recovered.
This prayer began yesterday and will continue until the Lord gives him full health. So today it seemed right to bring greetings and embraces from the entire diocese. On Sunday we met at San Giovanni in Laterano.
A bus that appears to be carrying Palestinian detainees has been seen leaving an Israeli prison in the West Bank. The sighting comes as Israel is scheduled to release around 600 Palestinian detainees in exchange for Hamas sending the bodies of four Israeli hostages home. Israel had delayed the detainees' release, putting a fragile ceasefire truce with Hamas in doubt. Under the terms of the deal, the second phase of the ceasefire that would allow more freedom of movement in the region should have been enacted on the 3rd of February. That would have seen the withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Strip and the return of detainees and all hostages, but there are extensive negotiations to be made between the sides. A local resident who declined to be named told reporters the situation in the town of Khan Yunis is life-threatening.
Look at this. The situation is just terrifying. There is a risk it would fall on the little kids and kill them. Even when lying on the ground at night, we cannot sleep, fearing something might happen at any moment, especially worrying about the roof collapsing and killing us. Look around you.
Police are asking the public to avoid part of the Gold Coast's main beach after a suspicious device washed ashore. Police are on the scene at Main Beach after the object was spotted by a dog walker and surf lifesavers about 5:45 a.m. on Thursday. An exclusion zone of 100 metres has been established around the device while authorities examine it. The Australian Defence Force has reportedly been notified, with media outlets saying it appears to be a military device, possibly a torpedo. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.